Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear! There goes Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew. We're not just not playing along at all. There goes Tom. Wow. By the way, guys,
well, there went Tom.
There goes Tom is because we're just about to fire Tom. Very prescient. He knew what was happening.
Welcome to another Pappy's Flatshare house meeting.
Yes, indeed. House meeting.
And let me tell you, as house meetings go, it will take some beating. I really regret that I had to go back to do that.
Tom, that's two for two now. So you've got, There goes Tom. And now...
There goes another of Tom's rhymes. Yeah.
There goes Tom on his way to a brilliant rap.
Was that a rap?
Well, it was actually in a Robbie Williams rude boxing.
Oh, you're rude boxing it. I didn't realise you were
rude boxing it.
In which case, then I'm sorry for I'm sorry for pulling a face when you did it.
I know.
If you rude box me, I'll rude box you.
Yeah, I mean, I've moved into the rude box style of my career now. I'm through the swing when you're winning kind of style. You know, I've gone through that, the waistcoats, the fob watches.
Yeah.
And now I'm rude boxing it.
Well, I can't wait till you are into
retirement.
But we're not here to criticise Pop's greatest son, Robbie Williams. We're here to have a bit of a chat and to record it and for you to enjoy it. Before we get started, though, we have had a message in. And can I just say, we had a tweet in, at Pappy's tweet, if you'd like to follow us. This is it's both very, very interesting, but also very damning. And I'm really pleased this guy's got in touch. This is from Nickcyclopedia on Twitter, who says, "Hey guys, Series 11, Episode 12, House Meeting. Clarky asserts the fact that tigers don't roar. Not true. In fact, the most famous lion roar, the MGM logo, was actually overdubbed with a tiger's roar because their roars are better. Fact bomb.
Great fact.
Boom. Firstly, a great fact. Secondly, I've taken that to heart, Clarky, that tigers don't roar. So many kids' books have tigers in them, and it says roar. And I've been saying to Cleo, oh, by the way, just the book's got it wrong there, because Clarky's told me. The book's got it wrong. Tigers growl. So when it says roar there, it should be grrr, not roar. And that is at she's 2.5 years old. Yeah. This is a very formative, your brain is like a sponge, you're absorbing information. I'm giving her disinformation, in fact. You're a disinformation agent, Clarky.
She'll be chucking that around the playground, won't she? She'll be telling all her friends. They'll all be thinking she's the girl who knows stuff.
If she's anything like her father, she will be correcting people constantly.
Incorrectly.
Incorrecting people. That's what I've been doing. I've been incorrecting her.
We've set her on the path of incorrectly correcting people. The Crosby way.
The Crosby style. Thanks to Nickcyclopedia.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
Great fact.
Nickcyclopedia.
And Clarky.
Clarky, where did you get your information from?
I don't know. I think it was from a Robbie Williams song.
don't try and put this on Robbie.
Listen. He's done nothing wrong. Look,
it'd be pure Howard Donald. He'd be checking out this kind of stuff. Robbie knows his onions, mate.
Well, I apologise to everyone.
Yeah, you should.
Roaring,
you should
redacted.
Do.
Growling, redacted.
And now I'm going to have to, really, really double reinforce the fact that tigers roar. We're going to have to get the old Hide and Seek in the Jungle book out again and really, spend a lot of time on that tiger page.
Well, listener dear, when you're listening to this week's house meeting, keep your ears peeled for any other misinformation and let us know.
It's all misinformation.
Oh yeah.
You won't be able to get it down to 280 characters. It won't happen.
Maybe assume this is all incorrect and then be gently surprised when it is. In fact, just let us know when we're correct. That might be easier.
Yeah, great. Should we talk about
Oh yes. This is a house meeting and it'll take some beating, done it.
Okay, just we have that clean. Yeah, great.
Look, if you enjoy listening to our misinformation, then come and see us misinform live. We'll be doing our Flatshare Slam Downs at the Phoenix Pub in London's glittering Oxford Circus. And they are on April, and I'm going to have a real stab at this, April the 4th and 5th.
Oh, yes. Mate, you nailed it. You nailed it. You
landed it. It's a Monday night and a Tuesday night. There's no better way to start your week. That isn't a song that exists. It sounds like I'm parodying a song that exists. It isn't. Come and see us. You can buy two tickets at the same time and get them cheap, or you can buy one and pay the big bucks. Go along to eventbrite.co.uk and Google Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
It was so close.
No. You know what? It's been really fascinating to watch Tom grow over the last few weeks. If you can hear a baby, that's my baby. That's what it is. But it's been fascinating hearing Tom grow because you know what? All of the info was right there. You got the dates right. You got the location right. You got the title of...
Wait. So you go to Eventbrite and then you Google...
All right. Good. Okay. You're nitpicking now. You are nitpicking. But if you search Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown on Eventbrite, you'll find it. You know, exactly. In the same way, like, Googling something doesn't always necessarily require Googling. The same way that hoovering doesn't always require a hoover, you know? It could just be a vacuum cleaner.
Okay. All right.
Clarky,
listen. I'm the misinformation man here. I can't throw stones. I'm very much in a glass house. Right,
you can't
now,
so. Throw stones. Is that a fact? Humans can't fact, throw yeah. stones. It's another classic yeah. Clarky fact.
Yeah, they don't have elbows. That's the thing about.
Should
you,
we make?
Don't go to Eventbrite and Google that, else you might find out it's not true.
Should we make Clarky fact the review for the episode? Leave a review of a Clarky fact, something that you think would be a fact that Clarky would give us over on iTunes. Obviously, give us five stars as well. But also, yeah, leave a review that's just a sentence that you think this is the sort of fact, completely untrue, that Clarky might deliver. Happy with that, Clarky?
Yeah, I mean, it seems fair.
All right, well, enjoy the house meeting.
It'll take some beating.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
So, listen, I wanted to... I've got another thing I've realised I do.
You've got another thing? You've got to be joining the circus?
Yeah, I should be in the circus. Yeah. But but I've realised I was talking about how every time I see a thing in the road, like an old bag, I assume it's something that's dead.
Yes.
This is another one of those sort of quirks that I've realised I do. That about, I would say, if I meet someone new, or if I see someone, if I'm watching a TV program with someone that I've never seen before, about 20 minutes, 30 minutes into that show or that interaction, I go, I recognise this person.
Yes.
And I go, why did I not, like, I clearly recognise them from the last 20 minutes.
Yeah. Totally.
Why do you do this as well? Good, yeah, I'm glad I'm not going absolutely insane.
I'll listen to something for the... And go like, oh yeah, I do know this. The second time it gets to the chorus or something, you're like, yeah, you've just listened to the chorus.
Yeah,
the first
I know
time.
It from the previous time. Yeah, but it's weird. It happened the other day. There was a new guy working at Radio X, and he was like interning on the show. And about an hour in, I suddenly went, I've definitely seen this guy before. And it's like, I haven't. It must be from today.
Do you think that's because as a society we've all given ourselves ADHD and it's like our memory loops are shortening like goldfish?
We consume things in such short amounts that 20 minutes seems like a long time.
Your brain has refreshed and scrolled on.
That, by the way, is a very nice way of putting what my brain is doing.
Your brain is kind of refreshed and reset and scrolled again and it's... found that person's face again and it's gone, I remember you from the previous time.
Maybe
change the way we kind of experience
So what do I do?
Real life.
What do I do? Stop doing it.
No.
Because it's just me going, oh, and then going, no. It's like it's a reminder of being thick.
Which I think is quite
I get those all the time.
Yeah, that's quite a healthy thing to have, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. It's good. I reckon like motivational posters should be more like that, like, remember you're thick. And you'd be like, oh, yeah, okay. Because I think that's a more important thing to know than, like, every opportunity is a window, turn it into a door and walk through it or whatever.
I think you're right. I think that's true. What you need, actually, what people need is things to keep them slightly more grounded.
Mm.
Sort of like motivational, like, don't get ideas above your station.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Like idioms.
Hang on.
Or like,
that's our motivational speech.
Yeah, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Or like, if you're having an argument, there's a good chance you're wrong.
Oh, that's good as well. That's always true with me. But also it's bad because you realise that really early on, don't you? Yeah. It's not like I don't realise. I just go, no.
I'm in it now. I wish I had the strength of character to go, actually, I tell you what, I'm absolutely wrong here. Very sorry.
Oh, I do, but 9 times out of 10, the person you're arguing with wants to keep the argument going. I go, actually, you know what? I'm completely wrong here. No, but. And you go, no, look, I now agree with you. Ah, yeah, but. Here's the thing, I want to, and, you know.
Yeah.
I've never been wrong in an argument, so I wouldn't know what this feels like.
Okay, we'll leave that there. I'm not going to argue with it because I don't want to realize halfway through that you are right
there. Yeah, that's yeah. Oh, what a horrifying realization that is.
If you're arguing with me, the chances are, yeah, you are in the right.
You're probably right.
You must have been, surely, Parry, you must have been in an argument where halfway through you realized, I'm in the wrong here.
No.
No, I'm 10 for 10.
10 out of 10 for 10. You've had more than 10 arguments, surely.
I've had 10 arguments in my life and won them all.
He's undefeated.
Great record at the moment, 10 for 10. And I think I've probably had my last one, to be honest.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Nice. I don't think you have, mate.
10 and out. 10 and out.
Didn't take the bait, Clarky.
Didn't take the bait.
Sailed through it.
What was wrong again?
Did you see the movie? Speaking of Tom thinking he's had 10 arguments in his life, did you see the movie Rocket Man? The Elton John movie?
I did see that movie.
I thought you were talking about The Rocketeer then.
Did you see The Rocket?
Oh my God.
I also saw that.
The Rocketeer. I think there should have been more elements of The Rocketeer in Rocket Man.
Like, go on. Yeah, I'm interested to hear how this is going to pan out because he's never lost an argument and he's never been wrong. So here we go. Tom, he said he was going to quit at 10.
Decadent.
He's throwing himself into the 11th argument and it is The Rocketeer should have been the inspiration for the film Rocket Man rather than the life of Elton John. Okay, here we go.
I think there's room to combine the two, basically.
Okay.
Where at his most decadent, Elton John designs a jetpack. takes on the Russians.
Okay, here's the thing. He's right again.
I
was like, there's no way Parry's going to be right here. And suddenly,
it turns out we were wrong.
Suddenly I'm investing in his new film idea.
Torpin's done all the legwork. Torpin's like the scientist who's in the garage. He's built it.
Right, so Torpin and Elton John just gives it a lick of paint. Is that what you're saying?
As always,
he's the front man.
Torpin's doing all the legwork. He's designed this incredible new jetpack. Elton puts it on and goes, "Don't mind if I do." Puts on some spangly star-shaped sunglasses. You know, it starts off as a stage spectacle, where, like, you know, halfway through his gig at the Hollywood Bowl, he thinks, "Here we go." There's a general in the audience who's so impressed.
Well, that's why they say general admission, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. General admission's there. It's up to his old tricks, watching stuff.
He takes off into space singing Yellow Brick Road.
Of course. What other song?
His eyes light up, as does, like, you know, other kind of shady operatives who think we want that as well. Suddenly, he's involved in this kind of strange arms race to get his jetpack. If you bring that little twist in at the midpoint of Rocket Man.
Oh, this isn't how it starts.
No, this is halfway through. You invested in...
Wow. You know what?
You Dust Till Dawn it.
Yeah, just change not genre enough, halfway through.
Not enough films Dust Till Dawn it.
Yeah.
I just it's think... that. Hey, that's another argument you've just won there. I 100% agree with that. There's... The excitement of watching that film for the first time and being like, what? What is happening?
Doesn't Vanilla Sky sort of do it? Doesn't it start off...
They all have rocket hats.
Doesn't it start off as a rom-com?
Ice Baby.
Is that the biopic? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm up for that.
Vanilla Sky, the Vanilla Ice biopic. Yeah, yeah.
Vanilla Ice invents a jetpack and becomes Vanilla Sky.
That's why he's into the sky. Yeah, he shoots off into the sky. So basically what you're saying is any film should feature, whether or not they did in their life, any biopic should feature them building a jetpack.
I mean, that would be so funny. Is a really good genre film,
yeah,
actually.
Absolutely. What was that one that that Morgan Freeman played Nelson Mandela?
Well, it wouldn't be a long walk to freedom if...
wouldn't be a long walk to freedom, exactly, yeah.
Quick jaunt.
Be a quick jaunt straight up into the sky.
Is a journey by jetpack usually described as a jaunt? Can you jaunt in a jetpack?
Depends how rakish the angle of your hat, I think, as you... if you pop the hat on the side of your head and then shoot straight up into the sky, then yeah. Fine.
Johnny Cash, he doesn't walk the line.
It feels like, as well, the theory of everything. It was just crying out for a jetpack scene. Surely.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, if anyone could design a good jetpack, it'd be old Hawking.
Yeah, so rather than him sort of going, I'm going to write a book about the stars and the cosmos, straight up there myself.
I'm going to fly straight up into a black hole.
What an... Sorry, he flies straight into a black hole.
Yeah, you know, that was his thing, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but it would get me.
He flew into a black hole.
It'd be quite a short movie, wouldn't it? If halfway through, he fires himself in a jetpack straight into a black hole.
Well, you got it from Dust Till Dawn, don't you?
Got it. You simply have to.
He comes out the other side, but he's changed.
He's a vampire
so
now.
So there's like black goo oozing in his ears and we don't know. And then suddenly he's doing things at night.
As opposed to keeping an early bedtime like Stephen Hawking used to do.
I don't know. I don't know enough about his social habits, actually. Was he a night owl? I know he had a wicked sense of humour. There's some great stories of Hawking's sense of humour. Have you ever heard those where he was doing... He was getting ready to do an interview on TV and the lighting guy came in and unplugged a plug and plugged in a light and he pretended to have a fit and died.
What?
And the guy thought he'd unplugged Stephen Hawking. And then he just started going, There's like some really good, there's good Hawking humour out there, good stories. I know this feels like I'm going back to something we've just about moved on from, but if the biopic of Stephen Hawking was him getting in a jetpack and actually visiting the stars. Is there an argument to have Train do the soundtrack and we could lead with Drops of Jupiter? Because that song's great, but really mental, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? He, obviously, we all remember that Stephen Hawking was a big fan of soy lattes. He was obsessed with them. Yeah.
And he's heard the best one is on Jupiter.
If every biopic has to feature a jetpack... I'm telling you, Drops of Jupiter is going to have a lot of action in those biopics. Certainly, if I'm directing them.
Yeah, why are you saying what? Because it starts with like now she's back in the atmosphere with Drops of Jupiter in her hair. Is that what you're?
Doesn't it? I mean, like, I've never quite got my head around that song, but in my head, and I might be taking it a bit too literally, but I thought it was about his ex or his girlfriend has been on a trip to space. And then she comes back and he sings about it. Am I oversimplifying?
Is it kind of like a song about that chat up line? Kind of, did it hurt when you fell from the stars? Kind of.
Right, yeah. Did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Yeah.
The stuff about Milky Way. It is true. It's all about her in space, isn't it?
It's getting into another relationship, isn't it? She's gone into another relationship and he perceives her to have changed. Right? Is that right? Is that what's happened in the lyrics to Drops of Jupiter?
Hasn't she literally been to the moon?
I don't think she has.
That's what he's saying.
What are we doing?
I think what it could be about is he's started a relationship with a girl. She's gone on a gap year. She's come back and he's a bit worried that she might have cheated on him. But he ties it up in a lovely little cosmic bow. That's my reading. What's yours, Crosby?
I thought it was that she'd gone off and dated somebody else for a bit and then come back, and he was like, oh, actually, she's into all these other things that...
We were on a break.
Yeah, but like they're back together now, but he feels like he's fundamentally dating a different person. It feels like somebody who's changed because she's been off on this like trip around the stars, but it was actually... Maybe it wasn't even dating someone else. Maybe it was just going off and being free for a little bit and then coming back, and he's like, oh, actually...
On a gap year.
Could be a gap year, sure. Okay. He never... Well, never. I don't think the word interrailing...
Ding, ding, still Tom wins another.
Ding, ding, still unbeaten, chucking up a win.
12 for 12. 12 classic episodes.
Parry's dipped out of retirement to win another one. House meeting.
For what belief would you take a beating?
House meeting.
Clarky, what's your reading of Drops of Jupiter? Shall we... Do you need to be reminded of the lyrics?
Well, now she's back in the atmosphere with Drops of Jupiter in her hair.
Sorry, for the listener who hasn't got the video, Clarky's reading off his tattoo on his...
Oh, my God, that'd be a really funny tattoo to get.
It wouldn't, would it?
No.
If you think about it, Clarky, sorry. Clarky, here's the thing. Ironic tattoos.
I'm losing
very
to the
hard
loser
to
here.
Very, very hard to...
This is the race. This is the battle for bronze.
I need to look at my "you'll probably lose to a loser" motivational poster on my wall. You're the bottom of the pile, mate. Remember that. Morning.
So, anyway, I wanted to say the movie Rocket Man...
Oh yeah.
I remember it well. And, well, two things. Firstly, I was going to say, I recognise you two. Secondly, sure, I've seen you somewhere.
Ages.
but secondly, yeah, the movie Rocket Man. It's basically, like you say, it's Bernie Taupin and it's Elton John, and they spend the entire movie basically just screaming at each other. Well, you wish. No. they build a jetpack of animosity, which they fire at each other all the way through. And then it ends with, obviously, shots of the real Elton John, because it was approved by him. And it does that thing which a lot of movies do, a lot of biopics do, where it's got the cards that tell you what everyone's up to now. And it says, you know, Elton John and Bernie Taupin have been, you know, writing songs together for 60 years. They still haven't had an argument. And you're like, what? What film did I just watch? Of you just screaming at each other the entire time? But apparently, in Elton John's mind, that doesn't constitute an argument.
Do you know, that's
a to-do. That's a ding-dong, a famous ding-dong.
It puts me in the mind of Straight Outta Compton, where, like, the final scene is, like, Dre going into a room and Suge Knight's there with all like the heavies, and they're like, they're almost reaching
brand
for
new
their
heavies.
Guns, and Dre kind of stands up and kind of, it's him against like about eight guys, and he kind of just, they like, he talks them down and like kind of says, this is the way it's gonna go, and he leaves with his head held high, and all the guys are like, oh wow, Dre's just told us the way it's gonna go down. And then the first the credit comes up, produced by Dr. Dre. yes it is. I was like, punch the air. It was like a punch the air moment for me. It was just like, yes. what I think, here's an idea then for Kickstarter, right? Listener dears, we hop on a Kickstarter, and the three of us, right, we each get to make our own biopic of Pappy's and see which was it, see how the versions come out. That'd be great.
Oh my
it?
God, yeah,
like that's what you want, is you want, like, you know, say for example, or like, you know, I don't know, not, you could do it as an isolated thing, say for example, I don't know, the band Train, and you give them like, you have a Kickstarter, what? And each one gets to make the story of,
have you, are you
Train.
Are you Train's manager now or something? Have you taken them on?
A Train manager?
Are you their conductor?
But like, you know, you take a group, You give them all Kickstarter money. You say, go and tell us, give us your biopic. And then you look at the differences.
I've got another idea for a movie about the band Train. It's you, Tom,
yeah,
and you go to a Train concert. It's a live concert film, except that you've got one of those head-mounted cameras on your face. Okay. And as Train performs,
Drops of Jupiter.
Yeah. I mean, Drops of Jupiter. But I'll defer to you, of course, because you never lost an argument.
I was going to say
it must be Tracks of Jupiter. Now I think about it,
Tracks of Jupiter's a B-side.
Tracks of Jupiter is their greatest hits, and it's just Drops of Jupiter.
Tracks of Jupiter,
12 Tracks of Jupiter.
But yeah, it's just you, like that Francis Bourgeois guy, with the head-mounted camera. Getting really excited at a Train gig.
Just get really excited for every song and then be like, oh, it's not Chops of Jupiter.
It's Chops of Jupiter. Tracks of Jupiter, sorry, man. Where were you?
Apologies.
I think there is definitely something in that, like a biopic each, right? And you go, tell the story of how you met. That would be in fact, I'd be interested, like, and then we put them together to make a feature film.
I think that's a great idea. But I think there've been the sort of like unreliable narrator movies before, but I quite like the idea of, you know, if there were two or three people who, you know, who worked together and created something. It can't be us, but but somebody like a character stepping in and going, it didn't happen like that, would be quite a satisfying thing to watch, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, I think I just wonder it might become a bit tiresome, you know,
if every other line is, well, it didn't happen like that.
But this is why halfway through, rocket backpack.
Rocket jetpack. Has a movie ever changed name halfway through?
He is the one.
Because that's what you want. That's what you want. Is the movie stops and they go, right, this movie's over. You're now watching our movie, Rocket Jetpack.
We've Dusk Till Dawned it.
We've Dusk Till Dawned it, exactly.
Yes.
The way it would work is in each one of our versions are different. In my version, I'd be the one with the jetpack, wouldn't I?
What, so three men claim to have built a jetpack, and the twist at the end, the M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end, is that none of them have ever built a jetpack.
There was never a jetpack.
And Elton John shoots past and gives the two fingers up.
Screaming at Torpin. I know how to drive a jetpack.
House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm generally not a fan of biopics. I've increasingly, like, they just don't do it for me, but it feels like they keep getting made, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Everyone's going to end up with a biopic at this rate. Like, but it feels like they're bankable. Like, if you're pitching, I'm not going to go back to Train. I can see the fear in your eyes.
You will.
But, like, you know, the thing is, you know the end of a biopic, it feels like.
Yeah, so, but it's not about the end, is it? It's about the middle. You want to know the middle.
But you know quite a lot of the middle as well, don't you?
I don't know. I'm trying to think what the last biopic I saw. Maybe the Judy Garland one? I didn't know any other. Actually, that's what you do, is you pick a period in their life when that people don't know a lot about. You know, like when Laurel and Hardy came to Britain, or when basically did they ever come to Britain? Did Judy Garland came to Britain? Laurel and Hardy came to Britain. You make that movie,
right?
Did they ever come to Britain to effectively die?
So you're inventing a jetpack is coming to Britain to die, right?
Yes.
That's another motivational poster, isn't it? Why invent a jetpack when you can come to Britain and die? Do you do this as well when you're reading biographies? Do you always tempted to skip the first kind of three?
Yeah, chapters? Yeah, yes, yeah. 300 pages. Yeah.
Oh my word! Everyone's been a kid.
Do you know what I can't abide in an autobiography is when they talk about their grandparents getting together or their parents meeting. Yeah. I'm sorry, you're the drummer in Talking Heads. Move to fucking New York and start writing about it.
You're the drummer in Train. To the bit where you write Tracks of Jupiter, man.
You promise, Tom.
Have you read Pages of Jupiter? It's a real great book.
It's a good read. Yeah, totally. And what that is the sound of someone having to make a Word deadline. Go, oh no, I've got to pad this out. And it sounds like it's just heavy padding for the first three chapters.
Real heavy padding. It's I don't want to throw that book under the bus, the Chris Franz autobiography, because it does get good as soon as
David
basically
Byrne comes into
it. He's the jetpack. Yeah. he's a jetpack who is clearly brilliant but hates the rest of the band, you know, and that's when it becomes exciting.
I do love the phrase he's a jetpack, or someone's a jetpack.
That guy's an absolute jetpack.
Keep your eyes on her. She's a jetpack.
In fact, that's a good tattoo. Just a tattoo of a jetpack on your back.
Clarky, we've got to save you from yourself, mate. It'll look like a rocket landing on your ass with you, Clark.
I'm going to disguise my ass, so it might as well make it look like
nobody wants to see a jetpack with Elton John on it firing out of Clarky's anus,
don't they?
Well, I wait for Tom to argue with me, and then it turns out everybody wants to see.
I'm just waiting for whose side Tom's going to jump in at.
I know which, when to not back a losing argument, basically. That's what I'm noticing.
Yeah, we're both losing.
Got to protect my record.
Neither side came out of that well. So, when you say that person's jetpack, though, so if we're gonna say watch out for her, she's a jetpack. What are you saying about that person? That they're not going to stick around. They're going to be off.
I think it's like they're the key, like a key component. That's what I saw it as. Or like they're like the star.
Is a jetpack a key component?
That's what I was wondering, yeah. If it's on a mission to fly a jetpack, then I suppose it is.
I mean, in The Rocketeer, it's surely.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say The Rocketeer is really the sort of the benchmark by which all things should be measured.
Tom?
It's pretty amazing there aren't more jetpack films, actually, aren't they? Because The Rocketeer did pretty well, but it feels like it's the only jetpack film. Like, where's the updated jetpack film, do you know what I mean? Where's the Gen Z jetpack movie? Mate, that's not a bad title. I've heard worse. The Gen Z jetpack movie. Soundtrack by Train. What I was going to say, I started reading the Chris Franz book as well.
Yeah.
Slightly struggled with it because he spends so much of it like telling us how attractive his wife is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The headlines of it are, my wife is incredibly beautiful and everybody fancies her.
Yeah.
These are the foods I ate on certain days. Okay, his
now,
story
that was
about
the
being
the title of the book.
I would have bought it. Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, you're setting out your stall.
But he talks about being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and which is a huge moment. And then spends ages on the meal they ate, and then eventually, like the last line is, "Oh, and we were sworn in by Eddie Vedder." He's like, well, you're not going to tell us about anything about it, like what it was like getting the band together, playing together for the, you know, you're just going to tell us about the, you know, the pot roast you ate.
My wife looked really fit that night. Yeah. Everyone was eyeing her up, and then, oh my word, the prawns,
even the prawns had their eyes on them.
Their eyes were on storks. Do you think we're far off a podcast Hall of Fame?
What do you mean? Do you mean us personally? Do you think we should be in a podcast Hall of Fame? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't want to say it, but being as you're... Well, I don't think we're far off there becoming one. Like, I think there'll be... I think someone will stick it out there. Let's go
podcast
for
podcast Hall of Fame.
HOF. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then,
as in... Okay.
All I'm saying is, maybe, if we want to be involved in the conversation, we should be the ones starting the conversation.
Right. Right, listen, if the first ever Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was started by Bill Haley, and he was like, and by the way, I'm the first person who's going to be initiated. Basically, it's just Bill Haley organising a Bill Haley gig. Yeah. Is that what you want to do?
So, no, hang on.
The next live Flat Slam recording is going to be... also going to be an initiation of our podcast into the podcast Hall of Fame.
We're subtler than Bill Haley, right? We go for the fifth year. You're playing the long game, aren't you?
I see.
It starts off as this noble...
We've got to do this for another 5 years.
Yeah.
We've been going for 11 years already. Yeah. I've not got 16 in me. I'm coasting on fumes now, Parry. You can hear.
Yeah, but that's why we need to try and get this over the line early. Like, what we do...
This is why you need
early.
A jetpack, and this is your jetpack, mate.
We set up a podcast Hall of Fame.
Okay.
We say, for the love of podcasting, for the history of podcasting, for all those that have been doing it for, oh, I don't know, 11 years. And then we say, for you know, for all those people who've been podcasting for over, I don't know, what, 10 years or so. And then we chuck it a few people's ways for the first couple of years. And suddenly, everyone's thinking, oh... These guys are steeped in podcast lore. They're in it. They're around it. They're cornerstones. And then, you know, by the third year, there'll be some kind of clamour. You guys have got to be in it. And then it's like, we'll refuse at first.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Tom, nice. can I ask you, because if you want me to buy you a medal, I'll buy you a medal. If you'd like. I mean, Clarky's already getting a tattoo for this podcast.
Of a medal.
I get a medal on my front, jetpack on my back, chops of Jupiter on my arm.
A medal around your thigh. That would be a great tattoo. No, Clarky, no. I'm just blown away by the fact that Bill Bailey's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is that for his Strictly Come Dancing efforts?
Jesus Christ. Oh, no. Oh, boy. Oh, dear. Listen, do you want to be inducted into the Podcast Hall of Fame, or is this the kind of crap you're going to be giving us?
But, like, because, like, people fucking love a Hall of Fame. Like, less so in this country, but, like, around the world. But it's because we're not very good at motivational chat over here, are we?
Maybe we should start a Hall of Shame then.
Or the podcast Hall of Shame.
A decent hall. What if it was like a decent house or something like that? It's like, these people are quite good.
You're all right. Fine.
Pappy's Decent House of Fine.
That sounds like one of our titles, doesn't it? Pappy's Decent House of Fine, yeah, and every year we interview somebody we think's doing an all right job.
This I like.
Who's going to show up to the fucking ceremony?
Well, I don't know.
You've been nominated for a Pappy's Decent House of Fine.
Well then, mate, that was all right.
That was just absolutely 6 out of 10, mate. Don't you worry about that.
It's steady as she goes. What you guys do?
We're into the ballpark.
I think there's room for that, though. There's room for awards that don't celebrate the spectacular or the, you know, just like the steady as you go.
It's true.
You've been consistent with it.
They do like Oscars and Razzies. There's kind of the opposite. You know, the ends of the scale are catered for, but what about that middle?
That totally fine
middle. Let's be honest, this is more appropriate for us.
Your performance was totally fine in that film about jetpacks.
I can't believe this is where we've come to. We've created an award that we couldn't win. And so we've had to amend the award until we could win it, and now it's that was okay. It's just a thumb on its side. It's just a thumb on its side. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's just a shrug.
Some people go for it, others not so much. This is not a great... Yeah, go on.
I'm still backing ourselves for this Hall of Fame plan. I think... Admittedly, I think our best route into the Hall of Fame is by creating it. And maybe we have like a suggestive kind of like... There's space for like three. There's one of the tanks has got room for three busts in it or something like that. You know, like they have like, you know, or like there's three plinths, kind of just as you come in.
Okay,
like, so you know, there's that. Sure, there's room for three busts there, but you know, I just feel like I do. I'm like I'm not gonna lie. I do think there is a podcast Hall of Fame incoming. I would not be. I bet. And we've either got to be on that wave or left behind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So you want to do a podcast? Okay, right. So this is the ceremony. And what are the awards within the ceremony for Podcast Hall of Fame? It's just one.
There aren't awards. You're just inducted into it. That's the way halls of fame work. They're like people get nominated every year.
Now, this is going to sound very stupid, but is there actually like a hall?
Better believe it, baby.
And do people kind of like, how's it, is there a physical representation of a Hall of Fame, or is it just like said?
Yeah, and they've got busts in it.
Really?
Yeah, that's the vibe.
Can you go and see the Hall of Fame?
You're talking about busts of like the performers or the sports people's heads. Is that how it works? So, yeah. Like, if for example the Eagles get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they get
I'm sure
all
they have, haven't they?
Which of course, sure, yeah, they get all of the members of they get busts of all of the members of the Eagles, and they put them in a hallway. And that actually is a real Hall of Fame that you can walk along.
Yeah, is it?
Well, I've got to ask the question: what's longer, the Hall of Fame or the Bear Tapestry? It's a question dying to be asked.
So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
That's right. Yeah.
Now I don't the busts definitely the American Football Hall of Fame. All the quarterbacks get busts, so your bust gets put in the Hall of Fame, and visitors can walk along and see them. Now I don't know about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I know there's definitely like a physical representation. I imagine you get like a little, you know, you get a section. But I'd push for busts. It feels a little bit more physical than a picture, doesn't it?
Yeah. And also, I think with podcasters, it's a little easier for, you know, because there's normally, you know, you don't normally have, like, there's no polyphonic spree of podcasting. You know, there's no unwieldily large, you know, number of people.
The polyphonic spree aren't getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, are they? Because if they are, then we're into scraping the barrel territory.
Did you not hear the last three inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was Polyphonic Spree, So Solid Crew and Blazing Squad. That stage was crowded as fuck, man. You wouldn't believe it. Honestly, the poor when they went to the smelter, the guy who makes all the busts, he had an absolute heart attack. He said, "What, all by next week? Bloody hell! I should never agree to flat fee."
You really should have smelter.
And you know what? It wasn't a big fart. He was wearing a jetpack and he shot up out of his mongery, straight out the ceiling, and it was like, "See you later, fuckers." And it turned out he wasn't a smelter, it was Elton John.
Well, there
that
we
was
go.
The end of the movie.
That was the end of the film,
the real
yeah.
Dust till dawn.
No one expected it.
Do you want me to finish with a quick Google search of our train in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I can
save you the Google search. I they're not, are they?
Well,
they're not going to be.
This would be an amazing okay. argument for Tom to lose.
Is this going to be his first? Our train in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's find out.
Pat Monahan, Alicia Keys, and Pharrell Williams added to the Rock Hall of Fame ceremony?
Wait. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, no, 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 no. No. Oh, Parry. You hate to see it. Parry loses his first argument. Yeah, Steve Perry. Love it.
By the front man of another Bay Area rock band, Pat Monahan. Oh, so, he's inducted. So he's playing our game. He's on the long game.
He's doing it. We are the train of podcasting. That's right.
Monahan's up to our tricks. He's sure he's helping Journey in. Off you go, Journey. Have a good time. But he's putting himself on that stage.
I love it. So when we're handing a bust of Joanne McNally's head to the my therapist ghosted me team, we're going, oh yeah,
hello.
Sure. We're on the stage today, but we're going to be behind the podium. Pretty
yeah.
soon.
Yeah. We'll do one of those just a little jokey moment where we go to give it and they go, ooh, could keep
take it. Take it back, yeah.
No, steady. No, don't give it away.
Don't worry, your time will come.
It would be quite odd, Tom, if someone went round your house and said, oh, Tom, I didn't know you're such a big fan of Joanne McNally that you've got a bust of her head on your mantelpiece. It's a good pod.
The ceremony. She couldn't make the ceremony because I stopped her. Oh, for one beautiful moment then, when that Google search came up, I really thought, Train were in the
Hall of Fame.
Oh boy,
you know, we've just got to wait it out. They've been on the stage. Here's the news, guys. They're not eligible to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame until 2024.
Okay, so you know what, as soon as they're eligible, we put our names forward for the Podcasting Hall of Fame, and imagine the double win that'll be. Train into the Rock and Roll, Pappy's into the podcast, we all get jetpacks. Good night.
I love it. Clarky gets a tattoo.
Clarky gets a tattoo.
Get a very confusing tattoo of all of those events unfolding.
But what's longer, that or the Bayer Tapestry? House meeting.
What's the worst thing you've considered eating? House
meeting. There we go. That was our house meeting. Lots to chew on, I think. Lots to ponder on in that one. And by that, I mean, I can't quite remember what we talked about.
Well, if I tell you, Parry, that you were really into Drops of Jupiter. You spent a lot of time talking about the band Train and the fact you've never lost an argument.
If one listener, dear, goes away and listens to Drops of Jupiter just once, then my work here is done.
Is that where you're on commission, are you?
I'm just spreading a bit of love for an important piece of work.
Just spreading some drops.
Guys, if you want to support the podcast, get yourself over to Patreon, where for just £4 a month, you get a whole load of bonus content. We put out an extra episode a week. We stick out bonus footage of our flat slams. You get priority in our thoughts, and also when you're buying tickets for our live gigs. There's loads of perks to being in the Patreon, but best of all, you get to join the online community around the podcast and have a lovely time. And that's a guarantee.
They're a great bunch.
Yeah, they're a really nice team. I'm sorry, my daughter's chewing the microphone now, so I might have to stop this. But find us on Twitter and on Facebook at Pappy's Tweet. Send us a tweet today. And of course, if you want to send it, if you've been affected by any of the issues in this pod, stop it, Sylvie. If you've been affected by any of the issues in this pod, pappysflatshare@gmail.com. If you'd like to send us a beef, beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. We're about to record another Beef Brothers, so send us your beefs today. Right, I better go. See you soon, everybody.
Have a lovely day, everyone. Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye. Okay, quick as you can, no time to rest around. Please be upstanding for today's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call!
There is no time to rest around, guys.
There's no time to rest around. Everybody, get down with your feelings. It's David Williams. No time to mess around. No time to mess around.
Everybody, hop inside the caravan and meet Sarah Kevan.
Oh, chop. Keep on going. Yeah.
I tell you what, maybe we need a little bit of time to mess around because these rhymes have not been great. Tiny bit of time to mess around.
Okay, take your foot off the pedal a little bit, guys.
I'm going to speed right through this one, actually, because I've got absolutely nothing. Guys, it's my favourite town and also my favourite person, Peter Hamilton.
Did you rhyme that with my favourite person?
Like I said, take your time. Don't rush through it.
Let's not rush these guys.
Take your time. Get a haircut. Go and see a barber.
Oh, no.
And have fun when you talk to Neil Barbie. What? What?
That's bad.
Take your time.
Take your time.
Don't,
guys,
don't look
guys,
back. Don't look back. Please take your time.
Slow it down. Slow it down.
Slow it down. Slow it down. But also
because
speed it up.
You want to get the jobs done. That's what I said to Liam Robertson.
Yes.
Keep going. Let's turn another page. It's Harvey H.
Keep it going. Don't look back. Everybody feel like you're watching the band Falls. With Jeff Mole. Oh, no. Please don't panic, everyone.
Okay, everybody, slow it down. Speed it up again. And we'll whip out your pooper scooper because, of course, it's Joe Cooper.
Oh, guys, please speed it up and slow it down simultaneously. Let's have a lovely time in Narnia. Oh, dear. It's Victoria. What on earth is he going on about?
Slow it down, but speed it up. I'm done a speedball.
That's the shit.
That's the shit. My knees are a quiver. Ooh, take me to the hospital, Martin Weaver.
I'm afraid after that speedball, you're going to spend some time in the hospital. I mean, you're going to be there for quite a while, and that's the diagnosis of your doctor, N style.
But don't worry, while you're there, they'll put you on lots of painkillers and another speedball. you'll have lots of fun. Don't worry, Colin Morrison.
I'm so in a mess, I've shit myself. Here's Stuart Cooper.
I'm sure Stuart Cooper will be delighted with that rhyme. I'm so in a mess, I've attacked someone with a cleaver, and that person was Hayley Beaver.
Oh, not the cleaver.
Not a cleaver again.
Oh, bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Oh, slow it down. Slow it down.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.